wasted and I feel so all alone. Then I try to reach my father and I know he'll be home. For when life gets hard to handle and I'm fearful and alarmed, I get anxious to find Jesus and he stands with open.
The precious Holy One. As I waited there in silence, I knew that he would come. Then I saw the light of heaven. He came right into my room. When I felt his presence touch me, oh, I knew that I prayed through.
I got a hold of God this morning.
I like that, don't you? I got a hold of God this morning. I talk directly to the throne. We'll hear the rest of that at the close of this great broadcast. Well, I'm glad to have you today. Last Saturday was a weather day. A lot of snow and a lot of ice. My ladies couldn't make it, and I shared a sermon with you. I hope you heard that message. Brother Joel Yates is a marvelous preacher, and I'm telling you that golden gate in Jerusalem will not be opened until the King of Kings comes to set up his thousand-year millennial reign. Well, today, our program is an exciting one, the crimson cord that binds the Holy Bible. The crimson cord that binds the Holy Bible. Are you getting that? That crimson cord. The shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that binds that Holy Bible. Now, our text today for this study and this broadcast, and I hope you'll have answers. I've got 12 things to read to you in a little bit, that will give you all kinds of questions to ask, because nothing in the Bible is more exciting than the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand something, friend. That power of the blood knows no defeat. It is dynamic. It is supernatural. And I'm going to read to you divine blood and supernatural blood. Or divine blood, the supernatural blood. 12 points that I want you to ever remember. I'll have it on the internet in the article that goes with this particular program. And you'll be able to read it. I'm putting it also, in fact, I've already put it on Facebook so you can read it there. I typed it, and so there might be some errors. I'm not a great typist. I tried to call one of my school teachers to check it out for me and didn't reach them. So if you find a little error there, it'll be corrected after the broadcast is over on the Facebook I speak of. But I'm here to tell you, it's exciting. It's exciting when you begin to understand the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, text, book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and 10. We'll read some verses. Let me read to you in Hebrews 9 and 12. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, how much more shall the blood of Christ, listen to that now, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now, I want to read that again. That's verse 14, Hebrews 9, if you want to read it, King James Version. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now, we're going to really talk today about that blood being divine. Did you know that's a big controversy about that? And that a lot of people don't want to believe that the blood of Jesus was divine blood, that it was just natural blood as any one of us might carry in our bodies. I'm here to tell you, friend, if his blood was not divine, then salvation is of no value in this Bible, and we're all lost. We all lost, but I promise you, his blood had to be divine. Remember what the Holy Ghost said to Mary? That holy thing which is in thee, that holy thing which is in thee. I'm here to tell you, friend, the blood of Jesus is mighty to save, mighty to heal, mighty to open for you the very doors of heaven. I'm here to tell you his blood will forgive you, cleanse you, sanctify you, prepare you unto good works, prepare you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. His blood is mighty blood. I want to read to you these 12. Now, it's going to take me a minute, and I'm going to try to read them slowly. These 12 proofs, these 12 expressions, the 12 manifestation, however you want to call it, of this supernatural divine blood. The Holy Ghost filled the body of Jesus with divine blood. The Holy Ghost filled that infant body of Jesus Christ with divine blood in Mary's womb. Okay? Divine blood in Mary's womb. That's the body of Jesus. And then number two, in Mary's womb, the Holy Ghost flowed out with divine power. Remember when Elizabeth and John the Baptist yet in her womb? When Mary entered their home and the very presence of Mary with this Holy Ghost infant in her womb, Elizabeth, and John were both instantly filled with the Holy Ghost. And John, a baby in the womb, now 3 months from birth, jumped and leaped in Elizabeth's womb at the presence of Mary with Jesus Christ full of the Holy Ghost, divine blood in Mary's womb. What a picture. I read that one time at a meeting of political people. I was there to debate the idea of abortion. I was there to defend life from infant, from the time a child is conceived in the womb. And I read that scripture, and there was a man there who was demon-possessed. And brother, did he start screaming. Right in this big building with lots of people, he started screaming. I'll never forget, scared the sheriff to death. The sheriff was there, who was a good friend of mine at that time. Well, the present sheriff, I don't know. So that sheriff would still be a good friend. And he came and stood behind me because he saw this man headed for me. Well, I wasn't afraid. I was going to protect the sheriff. He thought he was going to protect me. But you see, the Holy Ghost protects us from demons. Well, that's two things. At 12 years of age, the wisdom of the Holy Ghost and this divine blood in Jesus completely baffled the learned priest of Jerusalem. Completely baffled them. they couldn't even answer and deal with a 12-year-old lad who happened, of course, to be the divine Son of God. When he was baptized of John, the fullness of the Holy Ghost came upon him and literally sent him forth to defeat the devil and to defeat Satan in that marvelous ministry to follow. He was divine, and his ministry in simple words literally turned water into wine. His simple words turned water into wine. In his anointing, he could call the dead, and they would walk right out of death, right out of the tombs, into his living presence. Hallelujah. Number seven, as they beat him in the hall of Pilate, death had to stand over and watch. death had to stand over and watch. They beat him in a moment of death, and they would stop and then do it again as he would revive, but death could only stand back because he couldn't die, because he was divine until he willed to die. Remember when he said that he gave up the ghost? He yielded up the ghost, and at that moment, hallelujah. What a picture. I don't know whether you understand all of this or not, but I hope you'll get it. I really do. Hanging on the cross, the universe shook like a dying man as each drop of that blood dropped down to the ground as the Son of God was dying. And while he was dying, 4,000 years of the righteous dead felt the trembling of the powers of his dying and prepared themselves to ascend up to heaven. Oh, yes, while he was dying, they were no doubt knowing it. And when he had died and his body was being put in the grave, he descended in his spirit form into the heart of the earth and preached to 4,000 years of the righteous dead and then led them out of captivity and took them to heaven. Did you know that happened? Did you know that happened between his death and his resurrection? Oh, what a miraculous picture. Then his dying blood is still on the altar, the mercy seat in heaven, and hell is trembling as the end approaches. I want to tell you something. His divine blood is still on the altar, and hell is trembling as the end approaches. And then his healing virtue. His saving virtue is in that blood, and he's washing sin away right now. Right now, anybody anywhere in this globe who's surrendering to him and repenting of their sins and believing on him, that blood that he offered is washing away their sins. Right now, right now. You, wherever you are, can be forgiven of your sins, and not just forgiven, they can be washed from your record. And you can be sanctified to be victorious over sin. Somebody says, I have to sin because it's in my blood. Well, you get sanctified by his blood, and your blood will be sanctified blood. Not divine, but sanctified. That means the old nature will be broken, and you'll have the victory over it. It'll still be there to rise up if you begin to play around with God. But as long as you trust in the blood. As long as you trust in the blood, you have the victory. And then number 12, Holy Ghost revival is locked up in that blood. And the moment we turn in surrender and devotion to him, that supernatural results will follow. 12 mighty things about the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, I open the lines for you. Because I want your question. Is there anybody out there that believes that the blood of Jesus was not divine? If you do, call me and let me talk with you. I will love you and be careful to minister to you. I will pray for God to break that old spirit of the enemy that's lying to you. Or a preacher, if some preacher is telling you that, he's lying to you. He may not know it. But he certainly is deceiving you. And I promise you, do not believe in that blood. Somebody's calling me on my mobile, but I'm on the radio, my dear friend, whoever you are. Listen, I'm here to tell you, Jesus is everything you need. Jesus is everything you need. His blood and his love knows no defeat, my dear friend. Knows no defeat. What a mighty Savior we have. Well, here we are. Open Bible Dialogue, telecast, or broadcast, whichever. You may be hearing me on radio, or you may be hearing me on the internet, or watching me on the internet. But I'm here to tell you, the blood of Jesus is mighty. The name of this program, The Crimson Cord Binding the Whole Bible. The Crimson Cord Binding the Whole Bible. Now, I'm going to open up for lines. We give you, by the way, an article today that's really powerful about divine blood, okay? I mean a mighty article about his divine blood that binds together the whole Bible. You will see plenty of proof for the Son of God's blood being divine. It was not human blood. There was no sin nature in it. There was no sin nature in it. It was absolutely pure. He could not die because his blood had no sin nature in it. He had to willingly die. They couldn't kill him. They could have tried for 20 years to kill him on a cross. They could have beat him to a bloody pulp, and they did that. But he could not die because he wasn't ready until he gave up the ghost and died for us. Do you understand that? Divine blood? Are you living in the power of that blood? The church world is full of people who know nothing about the power of the blood. They live an old defeated life, always down in the gutter, always discouraged and negative and full of doubt and fear, apprehensions. We have a world of brokenness. Over one out of every four people in America is mentally disturbed. I don't mean they're mentally imbalanced as far as the self. I'm talking about the spirit of their life. They are depressed. They're broken. They're defeated. They're unhappy. They're depressed. Their life is miserable, and some of them to some bad degree. But I'm here to tell you, the blood of Jesus will change every bit of that. He'll clean you up. He'll clean up your brain. He'll clean up your heart. He'll clean up your hands. He'll clean up your tongue. He'll clean up what you want to hear. He'll make you a new person from head to toe. Are you listening to me? I know I was saved from sin 64 years ago next month. Well, month after next. We're still in January, but in March, 64 years ago, I will celebrate being born again as a 16-year-old kid. Brat would be a better word. 16-year-old brat. But thank God Jesus found me. I didn't find him. I didn't know how to look for him, but he found me because he was looking for me. And he's looking for you. Could you hear me out there? He's looking for you. He don't want you to go to hell. Woo, I feel his sweet presence today, reaching out to lost and dying men, reaching out to the depressed and the broken, reaching out to those who are under such great distress because of sin. The enemy has made a mess out of your life, and you are disturbed to the nth degree. You're unhappy. The world doesn't satisfy any longer, because what you really need is Jesus and his blood. Will wash away your sins. Well, let me open the lines here. 704-391-0588. That's our local number. 704-391-0588. Our toll-free number anywhere in the globe. No, only in America and Canada. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Anywhere in America, Canada, 1-800-338-7884. Anywhere in America and Canada, 1-800-338-7884. Now email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I really do want to hear from you. You are extremely important to me, and I'm here to be a blessing to the best of my ability. So grab your phone, okay, and let's hear your call. It doesn't matter with me what your call is about. It doesn't, and well, it has to be on this subject now. We'll stay on this subject today. But it has to do with the brokenness of your life and the troubles that you are experiencing and the things that are happening in your life. And you need victory. You need victory. You need a glorious triumph in your life. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can have a glorious triumph in your life. Now, the lines are open, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Call me quickly, and I will do my best to be a blessing to you. Now, you need this article. You need this article. You need to read and study this subject I'm dealing with today. It'll change your life. Now, you hear me saying some wonderful things here, but reading that article will only amplify and then help you learn, and then you get in your Bible and you can study. And let me read again what I've already read that's so powerful, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Natural blood could not have gone into that holy place. Only this blood of Jesus could have gone into that holy place. For the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, that's under the law. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Oh, what a statement. Now, I'm waiting for your calls and for your questions because I want to get to the heart of this with you. I want to help you get to the heart of it in your life. I want you to dig in and become an old-fashioned Christian, not one of these modern Christians that all you've got is something in your head. I want you to get it in your heart. I want you to get it in here where it changes you. If you haven't been changed by your faith, then your faith is not working like God intended for it to work. It's not the faith's fault. It's your fault. And when you surrender and you repent and you come under the authority of this blood and it washes you and purifies you and sanctifies you, you'll be a new man, a new woman, and you will love what you know. You will love what you experience. I'm here to tell you, it will change you so utterly. It will change you so utterly. Now, I'm opening up the line so you can call me quickly, and if not call, email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, don't you dare that a program of this name and this subject and this substance go by and you not get involved. Everybody listening to me or watching me, you've got to get a hold of this truth. If you don't have a hold of this truth and you've not been washed in this divine blood, you are as hell-bound as the worst of sinners, even though you may be a church person, you may be very religious, but if you've never been washed in this blood, you've never had an experience with the saving blood of Jesus Christ, whereby you are made a new creature, whereby you are born again, whereby you become a new person, then you are lost. Please understand that. You may be as religious as anybody in town, but if you're not born again by the blood of Jesus, you are lost. Only the blood can wash away your sins. Only the blood can make you whole again. Only the blood can set you free from the bondages of the enemy and the fetters of Satan, from the darkness of a world about you. Now, the lines are open and the internet is open. 704-391-0588. You got that number? 704-391-0588. And then, of course, you can call me on the toll-free number, 1-800-338, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Now, want to hear from you? I want your email questions. Grab your phones out there, people, and let's hear your email question, okay? You are very important to me, and I want your email question, and I know if you will call, the Lord will help me to answer, and I will do my best to be a blessing. Now, the numbers to call, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, and then we have the internet, the email comes right in here to my office, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, while you're calling, there's so much scripture in this wonderful Bible that deals with this great subject. It really is overwhelming. It really is overwhelming. In the 10th chapter, verses 19, let me read them to you while you're calling, okay? Grab your phone quickly. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Did you know that a born-again Christian by the blood of Jesus can pray until they literally enter in to the presence of God the Father and God the Son, called the holiest? Until you enter into a holy place, I mean, into the place of His nearness and presence and the presence of God. You say, I've never felt the presence of God. How do you know you're saved if you've never felt the presence of God? You say, I believe it. Well, it's not just a believing experience. It is a genuine. It's an experience that takes place in your life. If you do not know that you know that you know that you're saved, I'm here to tell you, you can know that you know that you know that you're saved. Why would you take a chance on anything else? Get you a place somewhere and pray till you know. Till you know. Notice again, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. His flesh. I want to tell you something. The flesh body of Jesus was a body prepared by the Holy Ghost in the womb of Mary. And the Holy Ghost was upon that body from conception. And the blood in that body was not from the mother. And the dead was, of course, the Holy Spirit. So it was from the Holy Spirit. It was divine blood. And that divine blood then coursed through the veins of that infant in the mother's womb and was there until he was crucified. And that blood drained from his body and fell upon the ground around that cross. And I'm here to tell you, that blood saves till today. That blood is just as powerful today as it was when he died on the cross. And grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. That's 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Do not wait. This is God's business, and I want you on the line. Now read on. This is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 20. By new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Now listen, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, that's by the blood, and our bodies washed with pure water, that's by the blood. So he'll make a new person out of you. You all broken and depressed and you've been so discouraged and so many dark things are coming against you and you've been so full of doubt and you've had to deal with so many troubled experiences. So many people have hurt your feelings. You've been wounded by a husband or wife that left you to raise the children, etc. I mean, whatever has been your difficulties and however dark have been your experiences and however troubled you are deep in your heart. There are people in the insane asylums who could be free in 2 seconds if somebody would lead them to Calvary and the blood of Jesus would wash them as white as snow. That has been experienced a lot of times, friend, that somebody in deep emotional brokenness, completely out of their mind with depression and with trouble, and the blood of Jesus washed them from head to toe and made them whole. Listen, he wants to make you whole from your head down to your toes. He wants to make a new creature out of you. He wants to change you. Now, out there in my radio audience, let's hear a few testimonies, just some little short ones. Tell us how Jesus has wonderfully saved you. Tell us how the blood washed you, and suddenly you are this brand new creature, and the blood of Jesus and the grace of God covered you like a garment. Tell me about it. I want to hear it. It is wonderful to think about. It is wonderful to behold. He loves you. He cares about you. And I'm reaching to you with all my heart today. I really am. I want this to be a soul-saving day, a soul-saving broadcast. Who is it out there and you've been troubled and you like right now to call and let's believe God and I'll pray with you for God to deliver you. And while he's delivering you, who knows who else might be delivered? Did you know that? While you're getting delivered, there could be dozens of others getting delivered all over this globe. I mean, this world is full of people who are deeply troubled. There are many who are under possession by devils. Did you know a demon has to go in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the cross? Did you know that? If you're possessed by a devil, right now, I bind that devil. Devil, take your hand off of that dear soul out there. They're not even able to repent. They want to call me and they're not able. I pray, Father, right now, give them the grace to call me. Break that demon power that they can scream out their surrender to Jesus Christ and be set free. I'm claiming that, Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Now, the lines are open. The ladies are standing by. The phones are ringing. I'm sure ringing to get this good material. You must have this material about the supernatural divine blood, okay? You got to have this. Don't you put this off. Call quickly while the ladies are open up and there's some lines available and get this article. And of course, I want to talk to you because I really do want to help you. I want to help you. You are on the air. May I help you, please? Hello, you're on the oil. Wait a minute. Sometimes I do this. I don't know why I do, but I forget some of these. But you're on the air now. May I help you?
Yes. I'm calling in regards to this chapter in the Bible I read. Actually, this is maybe some time ago, and I shared it with several ones, Pastor Stanley. I knew his name was Charles Wayne. Anyway, the chapter, 49th chapter of Psalms. The 49th chapter, 15th verse, it tells you plain, as you can read, is God will deliver your soul from the power of the grave. I shared that with a pastor here in a church. And he says, I've been a pastor for a long time, but my name, he said, but I've never seen this. He said, hold on to that.
Well, you know, the Bible is full of those kind of promises. It's full of those kind of supernatural assurances. And God is just waiting for us to let him have his way in our lives. I wish everybody out there could know the blood of Jesus breaks every power of the devil, period. There's no such thing as the work of the devil that the blood of Jesus doesn't break.
Exactly.
God bless you, friend.
I'm listening to your program. I'm enjoying it. Okay.
I am delighted. Praise the Lord. Now you grab a phone and let's hear from you. It would be my joy to be a blessing. And I want you to have this article. I want people out there to get the feeling of what I'm talking about today. I feel it by the Holy Ghost. Woo, I do feel it by the Holy Ghost, but I want you to feel it. I want you to be set free. Maybe you've got a physical problem, cancer, eating up your body. Why don't you let the blood of Jesus right now break that power of affliction and let healing virtue flow in your body from your head to your toes. Are you ready? Father, in Jesus' name, I bind that old spirit of cancer. It's from the enemy, Father. It's not your working to make people sick with cancer and to consume their body with this dreadful disease. It's your purpose to heal them and to make them well. And I pray it right now. By the Holy Ghost. I feel His power reaching somebody and touching somebody and working a miracle in somebody's life. I'm so burdened to see this happening all over the church world. I'm so burdened to see the church come back to believing in the power of God and the power of the blood. I'm burdened to see people set free from the enemy and the enemy's working and to see them on fire with the things of the Master. I'm burdened for that. Heavily burdened for that. And I'm believing right now over the radio audience, all the way to Australia, New Zealand, up in Russia, down in South Africa, South America, Canada. It don't matter where you are. The blood of Jesus knows no limitation. Geography, as far as the world, no, there's nowhere He doesn't reveal His power and His presence and His mighty working. He's a mighty Savior. Woo, hallelujah. And He wants to save you. He wants to give you a miracle. Grab your phone, okay? I'm waiting on your call. I'm waiting on your call. Quickly. Quickly. Don't waste any time. The ladies are standing by. The phones are open. At least part of the line, 704-391-0588. Let me put that up. I tell you, I know there are people that just don't remember these things. So there they are. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. And then jrc@paulcreek.org. Not going to leave it up in a minute now. But I want you to see it. And I want you to call me. I want to hear from you. You are important to me. Well, that line is busy, y'all. You'll have to try it again. Line is busy. Let's see if we can get it now. You on the air? Nope. Get it free, girls. Sometimes the lines will, I don't know. You have to be careful putting them on hold so you can get them on hold. Let's see if we got it now. You on the air? You on the air? May I help you, please?
How are you doing this morning, Pastor Chambers?
I'm jumping up and down.
Would you explain to us, as it's so, because you're talking about the blood, and thank God for it. Thank Jesus for it. But would you clarify for us, you haven't said baptism. How can you join the two together for us so that we understand it?
Baptism. Now, you speaking of water baptism or the baptism of the Holy Ghost?
Well, baptism, like we have a church where we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Well, we are baptized, and I believe in immersion. You put them completely down under the water. The very word baptism means covered wholly with a fluid. You put them under the water. You do it in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost as Jesus taught us. It was Jesus who told us to do it in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now, the water baptism doesn't save you. It is a testimony of your having been saved. And a little more than that, it's a testimony of you being hid with Christ. Hid with Christ, buried with Christ, and then resurrected unto new life. When I put a man under the water, I'm saying, you're dead, man. You have no further right to your own will. And then I raised them up, and I said, now you're alive, not in yourself, but in Jesus Christ the Lord. And so we live in the power of the resurrection when we've been baptized and repented and truly come to Christ.
Well, then the two are connected, is what I'm trying to...
Well, they're connected in obedience. They're connected in the testimony that they render. And everybody who gets saved should immediately be baptized. Now, the thief on the cross didn't have a chance to be baptized. And Jesus said to him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. So he got saved and went right. He was dying on the cross when he got saved. So that man couldn't be baptized. If you go into a hospital and a man's dying and you lead him to the cross and 2 hours later he goes on to heaven, he didn't get to be baptized. That don't have a thing to do with him not being saved. So being baptized is the testimony of having been saved.
Okay. All right. Because we tell them, the people that we visit, we tell them that they should be baptized in their heart.
Well, that starts it. That starts it, but that's not complete. You must be baptized in water. You obey God and you go right on into water baptism. That's what Jesus said, and nobody has a right to change it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you, my dear friend, from California. I love to get those calls from California. Thank you, George. Thank you, George. Now call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And that was a good question. See, people need to know that when you get saved, see, a lot of people today, they get saved and they say, well, I'm just going to stay at home and read my Bible. No, you aren't saved if you don't want to go to church. My Bible said such as was saved was added to the church daily. If you don't want to be part of the church, you just got your own way of religion. And I'm sorry, but I have no part of that. The Bible is a complete book, and you don't obey a little bit of it, you obey all of it. If you don't want to obey all of it, then you haven't really surrendered to Christ. See, when you surrender to Christ, you're saying, this is my roadmap. This is my textbook. This is the Father, the Creator's plan of my complete existence. And so you start living in the Bible. And if you don't start living in the Bible, you didn't get saved. You just got religion. See, we got a world full of people got religion. I mean, the churches are full of people. I hear this statistic by most that maybe 90% of the church world is unsaved. They've never been born again. All they've got is a little religion because they've never been turned upside down and changed. I'm calling you to be turned upside down and changed. And the blood of Jesus cannot do anything less than transforming you. The blood of Jesus cannot do anything less than transforming you. And you on the air, may I help you please?
Hey, is this Brother Chambers?
You got him.
Listen, I just wanted to call and tell you, this is Brother Taylor, Pentecostal preacher, been one many years, and I love Jesus.
Well, I am delighted. Are you saved?
Oh, you know how I know I'm saved?
How?
Because I confess Jesus my Lord, and I believe my heart God raised from the dead, and I'm saved.
Well, do you do the works of repentance?
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't believe in just the head part. I believe you got to have the heart part and the feet part. You know, we got to live for Jesus. We got to do his will.
That's right. I got the relationship part. I gave him my heart years ago, and, you know, I got saved, got baptized water, got filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. The fire got work in my life. And I go to the riverbanks, the hospitals, TV, radio, wherever he sends me.
You're my kind.
Thank glory to his name, and I appreciate you standing up for the Lord and his work, too.
I don't know anything else, brother. I'm going to preach Jesus until my toes are turned up or until the rapture takes place.
Yes, that touches my heart there, yes.
I love you, brother.
Well, you too, and thank you for hearing my call there. In Jesus' name.
I'm delighted to have your call. I believe you're my brother. Thank you. I hope you don't mind my questions. I want everybody to make sure that we know, that they know, that when you get saved, you just don't get something in your head. You got to have it in your heart. It's got to change the way you walk. You know, yeah. I don't want to hear the talk if I don't see the walk. I don't, you know, it's not how you talk, it's how you walk. Yeah, that's how you know you've been saved, is because you now live right.
Thank God you're standing up for the truth, brother.
I love you.
You too, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Hey, it sounds good to me today. I think we really are touching some lives. Now, out there, all over the radio land, all over the internet world, all over it. We heard all that. We got a letter of the day, a very nice offering from Queensland, Australia. Queensland, Australia. They went on our PayPal. Now, if you want to send an offering by PayPal, I need to remind you, go right on your computer on the front page and just scroll down a little ways, and you'll see a place where you can go on PayPal and use your credit card to send us an offering. Now, while you are doing that, okay, while you are doing that, I want to tell you something I'm starting today. And I'm going to talk about it for probably 2 months if it takes it. I need 100 people. Now listen to me, everybody out there. I need 100 people, 100 special people, who will give me a one-time gift of $1,000. I'm tell you what I'm doing. I am starting a liquidation effort for our church. We have a beautiful place. We built it ourselves. It's worth $3.5 million. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's very adequate. I have a great school, a wonderful bunch of students, just a great school. But we still owe about $100,000. We actually owe $83,000 on our original note to build this place. It was $700,000 when we moved in, but now $83,000. And we have maybe 10, 12 more in different things. So we need $100,000. I need 100 people who will give a one-time gift of $1,000. 100 people. There's probably that many right now listening who in your heart, you know how much you appreciate this ministry and you could do it. Will you do it? 100 people, start now. You can call the ladies, put it on a credit card. You can go on PayPal and send it, or you can send a check. I want 100 people, and I'm going to be dealing with this. I've been right here 43 years on this radio broadcast. I've been pastor here since 1968. That's 48 years. I've given it all my heart. Well, it's actually 47 and a half. I've given it all my heart, but now I want this building paid for, because what I'm going to do, as soon as this building's paid for, we're going to try our best to hire a good associate pastor that will take half of this work off of me so that I can slow up a little bit. I'm 80. I've worked 8 days a week. Now, well, you know, that's a joke. I've only really worked 7, but it feels like 8, and I'd like to slow it up to 7. And if you'd like to help me, I want you to get on the cuff right now and make up your mind. You can make up your mind. You may do it next week, a week after next. Doesn't matter with me. Just let God lead you. I don't want anything but what the Holy Ghost leads. I don't want anything but what is God's will. I'm not one of those who spent, not a penny of this will go for me. I promise you that. Not for me or my wife. We've not taken a salary in years. In years. We're here for the Lord's work. We're here to reach lost and dying men. That's my only reason. So, let's hear from you. Now, my gift again today is this tremendous article on the blood, showing, proving beyond any measure that the blood is the binding cord of the entire Bible, and that blood is divine blood, not a speck of sin, not a drop of sin, not an expression of sin ever passed over that blood. Jesus was spotless from the moment of conception to the moment of death. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, there's nothing more wonderful than that. Now, here again is the phone number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, my toll-free number, 1-800-1-800-33-TRUTH. I like that, 1-800-33-TRUTH. T-R-U-T-H. That's 1-800-338-7884. Truth is 87884, okay? So give me a call. I want to hear from you, and I want you to be one of those 100. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. I promise you, that 100 is going to be one of the most special groups of people in my life. And it's going to be wonderful to be free of this indebtedness. $3,800 every month is what my payment is. And they really do take a load out of me sometimes, but that's okay. I can handle it until God sees fit to do otherwise. You know, I'm in His hands. You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please?
Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
Hi, my name is Jasmine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How may I help you, dear lady?
I was calling for prayer, and I'm going to try to speak without crying.
Well, then, there's nothing wrong with crying. Let me pray for you right now. Your name again was Deborah?
Yeah.
Father, I come to you with Deborah.
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Uh-huh.
Jasmine. Okay, Father, I bring Jasmine to you. I bring Jasmine, but I bring everybody that may have a similar problem and a similar need. Let virtue flow in Jasmine's life. Let healing virtue, let a deliverance of the great God, the blood, the power of the blood. Father, help Jasmine right now to repent of her sins. Father, forgive me of every sin I've ever committed, and I'm forsaken in them by your grace right now. By your power, right now, in the name of Jesus, I believe you for Jasmine. Work a miracle in her life that she will never be the same, Father. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, Jasmine, you surrender everything to Christ. You give him all your life, okay?
the thing is like, I have, and I was, like, I've been born again for about 5 years, and the first 2 or 3 years was different than what I'm talking about now.
Did you fall into some kind of sin, or did you just quit reading your Bible? What happened when you began to fall away? You don't have to tell me. I'm claiming a miracle now, okay? Claim your miracle, Jaslyn. We put it in God's hands right now in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Joe Chambers, may I help you, please?
Hey, Trailblazer. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine. Yeah, I just have a question because about your show. You had a show on Revelation 5.
Yes.
Do you think the sustainable development is about sustainable development is about Revelations as well? Because that's like a whole global plan.
Yes, the book of Revelation is right where we are living. We are on the verge of finishing up chapter 3, which is the church age. Chapter 2 and 3, 7 churches, 7 letters, the entire church age. And then in chapters 4, a door is open in heaven. That's when the rapture takes place. And then there's two chapters there of the saints celebrating and everything preparing. And the book called the seven seal book being opened by Christ. And then the tribulation 7 years begins in chapter 6, verse 1. We are right at the end of chapter 3.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you so much, man. I love your show, man.
Are you saved?
Yes, sir. Baptized.
Hallelujah. Well, live for him with all your heart, brother.
Thank you, man. I enjoy listening to you and keep on spreading the word, brother.
I promise you, I just don't know nothing else. I love you now. God bless your heart. Hey, call us quickly, friends. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. We're really making some progress here. Now, if you have a need of a miracle, you need to be saved. That's the most important thing that will ever happen in your life. Do you understand? Nothing is more important than you being saved. And if you're ready, I'm ready. Ready to help you. And all you got to do is repent of your sins. I mean, truly repent. I'm sick of them. I'm tired of them. I regret them. And I'm turning from them, Father. When you tell God you're repenting of your sin, and now you say, I'm believing that the blood that Jesus offered is washing me from my sins and from the power of my sins and from the burden of my sins. And as you repent and believe, the blood will just move by the Holy Spirit from your head to your toes and make a new creature out of you. And until that happens, you don't quit praying. You don't pray 2 minutes and say, well, I hope it's happened. No, you get you somewhere and pray till you know it's happened. And that's when you will be a brand new creature, okay? I want you to be saved, but I want you to be healed. He heals the sick. He heals the brokenhearted. He heals those that are troubled and those overwhelmed. The blood of Jesus was divine blood. I want to say that now for the next 14 minutes over and over. The blood of Jesus was absolutely supernaturally divine. There was nothing in it of sin or of the human frailties. Nothing, nothing. It was pure. He could not sin because there was no nature of him in him to sin. He loved God. He was tempted, but he could not sin because he would not sin because his nature had no sin in it. Listen to me, friend. You can have a miracle by that blood today. And from this hour, you need to live under that blood the rest of your life. Remember, the blood is like an umbrella. The blood is like an umbrella that overshadows you. And the sprinkling of that blood is to be an experience day by day where you live only in the power of that blood. It's not literally flowing over you, but by the Holy Spirit, the virtue of it is flowing over you. By the Holy Spirit, He is doing in you what that blood has offered as a sacrifice for God to do in you. And he's ready. He's absolutely ready. There's no ifs, there's no ands. Revival is upon us if we will let this blood start doing the work that God intended it to do. Now, I'm preaching in the morning. I'm preaching in the morning on this thought, and I want you to hear this because I am most excited. I'm preaching on the divine blood and its supernatural power. the divine blood and its supernatural power. Those 12 points I read to you at the beginning are my points for in the morning. I won't get to all of them. Don't worry. I won't preach so long that you'll get bored. I promise you that. But you come if you want to hear a sermon full of the Holy Ghost and a sermon that will change your life. You say you're 30 miles away or you're 40 miles away. A church alive is worth the drive. Did you hear that? Say that with me. A church alive is worth the drive. Nothing bothers me like somebody saying, I would come if I didn't live as far as I do. Now, I know there's a point to that, and I'm understanding that. If you live 200 miles, you can't do that to go to church every time the church doors are open. And I believe people ought to go to church every time their church has service. I don't believe good church people come and go as they please. They are faithful to the house of God. You say, some days I just don't feel up to it. Oh, there's some days I don't feel up to it. I mean, I'm the pastor, but I belong to Christ, and so I don't do what I feel like. I do what the Spirit has led me. I do what the Lord is saying. I live according to the Bible. I live according to the Bible. You don't go to church because you feel like going to church this morning or in the morning or whatever time. You go to church because you love the things of God and because, hey, if you were sick and you needed a doctor, would he come to you or would you go to him? Did you hear that question? If you need a doctor, would he come to you or would you go to him? When you need the emergency room because you've cut 24 stitches in your leg, do you call them to come to you or do you go to them? Well, how about God? Why should you treat God any different? If you want his power, get in his house. His house is where his love is at. Did you know what the Bible said? God hath chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Oh, you need that preached word. It'll change your life. Now, the lines are open. All right, grab your phone, 1-800-338. You forget the numbers, don't you? 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number, 704-391-0588 and jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, you know what? I have literally forgot about the internet, and so there may be some calls there waiting on me. Oh, yes, let me see blood. Here's one. Can you speak as to how God hates our sin, but that he needed the shedding of his son's blood as our perfect atonement? Yes, can you speak of how God hates our sin? God hates sin. Did you know that? If you don't understand, see, most people in our day's world don't realize that God hates sin. God hates sin. The Bible said God is of the purest nature so that he cannot look upon sin. When you got sin in your life, he can't even look at you. God can't even look at you. He hates sin. He really hates sin. But because he hates sin, he don't just throw you aside. He gave his son to shed his blood so that he could save you. Remember Adam and Eve in the garden, and they had sinned, and God came walking in the garden to see them, and he cried out, Adam, Eve, where are you? And they said, We ate of the forbidden fruit. We sinned, and we are hiding because we didn't want to come out and let you see us. And God went and slew an animal and made them coats of covering, a temporary covering, and gave them those coats. He must have walked over and put around the bush, wherever they were hiding, and gave them to them, and they put them on, and then they come out and could talk to God. Now, that's what the blood does. The blood enables you to come out of hiding and talk to God. The blood enables you to come out of hiding and talk to God. That's good. That was a good question, friend. Thank you so very much. Only one there. I should get a dozen every 10 minutes across the radio audience, across the internet audience. And maybe you're in other countries and you don't think your internet will reach over here. Well, it will. It'll come from Australia. It'll come from wherever you are, my friend. So send your question. 8-9 minutes. Let me hear from you. The number, 1-800-338. Let me give that to you again. 1-800-338-7884. I'm doing my best today to help you so that you can get what you need and we can pray. Now, I want to pray while we're waiting on your calls. The ladies are standing by. I want to send you this article. If you call, they'll take your name and address, unless we already have it, and we'll send the article to you. But I want to talk with two or three or four more before we go off the air. I want to pray with somebody. You need to be saved. I want you to be saved. The blood of Jesus will wash away your sins. The blood of Jesus don't just cover your sins. He washes away your sins. I want to say that again. The blood of Jesus does not just cover your sins. He washes away your sins. Father, I come to you for every person that's looking right now at this telecast, or every person right now that's listening to this OBD, this open Bible broadcast. And I pray the mighty name of Jesus to be manifest in a way that is supernatural and glorious. Let virtue, let healing, let the majesty of God be made real to them right now while I'm praying. Let your love overshadow them like a blanket. Father, convict that sinner of his sins. Convict that sinner of his sins, regardless of how deep and dark in those sins. Doesn't matter how ugly those sins. It doesn't matter how people hate those sins. You'll forgive them, and you'll wash them, and you'll make that person clean. The homosexual can be clean of all his homosexual sins. The lesbian can be clean of all her lesbian sins. A transvestite can be delivered from those demon powers that make you think you're not what you are. I'm here to tell you, you're just a sinner that needs to be born again and saved, and all of that foolishness and stupidity will disappear. I promise you. In Jesus' name, Father, I claim a miracle. Now heal the sick. Let the sick out there be healed, Father, by your marvelous power, by your mighty grace. Work a miracle of thy will. Now keep calling for this article. Everybody out there, grab the phones. My ladies are waiting on you. I want you to have this article. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I ain't got to listen a whole lot today to you, but I was listening to some of it, and I was enjoying that. But a lot of people, you know, a lot of the ministers need to explain the difference between a sin and a fire and a mistake, you know, and all that. That needs to be really preached and taught real good, too.
Okay, I'll do that. Let me do that right now. Just hold the peace. Folks, let me tell you, a lot of people will try to tell you that all of us sin more or less every day. That's a lot of bunk. There's not an ounce of truth in that. That's not an ounce. You sin when you violate the laws of God, when you violate the will of God, when you go contrary to what God has told you or what the Bible has told you. That's a sin. A mistake is just that you're a human being. Yeah, and mistakes are things that have nothing to do with the Bible, nothing to do with the commandments, nothing to do with obedience to God. It's just you're human. You're human. A righteous man falleth 7 times, and yea, riseth again. He isn't talking about him falling into sin. He's talking about him falling into his own physical weakness. His own physical weakness. And there is a world of difference, and you can know the difference by one simple illustration. Anything contrary to the Word of God and the commandments of God is sin. Anything else is a mistake. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Give us a call out there. Was 1-800-338-7884 and 704-391-0588. And email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, again, I remind you, you need 100 people who will give me a $1,000 gift, and help me pay off the debt of this place and just retire it all, and it'll be paid for, and then the banks will have no hold over them. Did you know my own home has had to be security for this place because churches, banks just don't trust a lot of churches much today. And it don't have any empathy for us either. So my house, and oh, would it be great to have my home free of being, a down payment, or that's not the right word, assurance for it. But we can't do that until it's paid for. And would you like to help me? 100 people given $1,000 each. You can send a letter, a check. You can go on the PayPal, which is on our front of our website right down. Just scroll down till you find it. Or you can call and give it to them on the phones. We will love you and bless you, and you will be the most special 100 people in my life, at least at this given time. Okay? I love you so much. Now grab a phone. Remember, you can get this article, The Crimson Flow, that covers that's in the Bible, that completely binds the whole scripture. It binds the Bible together. I don't want to miss anybody out there who needs a call, who needs to talk with me. I'm here to be a blessing to you. You are important to me. I'm looking for any more on the internet. Don't see any, and we don't mind if you don't have them today. I don't want you to come up with something that has no validity and no realness to you. I promise you that. I care about you. I really do care about you. You are important to me. I'm trying to see if I've missed any on the junk page. I get some of them too, and I don't like to miss them because they're friends also. Well, it's been a joy. I've really brought you from my heart the truth of the Bible. The blood of Jesus was divine blood. There was absolutely no nature of sin in that blood. It was divine, it was supernatural, neither by the blood of goats and bulls, but by his own blood. How much more shall the blood of Christ, listen, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from evil works, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God, the blood of Jesus, the power of the blood. The glory of the blood. The authority of the blood. Anymore? Anybody have a call? I got time for a call. If you want to tell me how Jesus saved you by the blood and what a difference it made in you. I want you to know it made a difference in me. And my little sweetheart wife in the other room, she's 81 now. And, she's not as strong as she used to be. But she's wonderful. And she's been so faithful. And we've loved you together. Hey, one of our ladies that's answered phone here for many years, her name was Andra Wright. Andra Wright. She went to be with Jesus this past Wednesday morning. We buried her yesterday, graduated her over to the other side, and she was a blessing. And many of you have talked with Andra. She was a precious lady, but she's with Jesus now, okay? And I want to honor her by telling you of her passing and telling you pray for her family. Her daughter's named Ginger. Her two sons are named Aaron and Greg. She got a brother named Johnny. Wonderful family. They're just our friends. And they were so precious as we conducted the service. And then we fed them after the burial yesterday. Took some food to the home. It's been a beautiful experience. It really has. I love it. I love it. I like to do things for people that is so beautiful and so real. My friends, Jesus is coming and is coming soon. I'm going to give you the numbers before we leave here. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. It'll be up on the line here. And then 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, they were still up. I didn't even know that. I forgot it. Hey, it's been a joy. It's been a joy. Now, you can give your 100. Your 1,000, I'm sorry, and you can give less. If you have less, then you can help us out. We'll love it. God bless you. I care about you. I'm here to be a blessing to you. I have no other desire, my friends, but to be a blessing to you. But to be a blessing to you. Keep calling 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. And remember, I'm preaching tomorrow on the divine blood with supernatural blood. I'd love to have you. Would I love to have you? Would I love to have you? Well, where is my music? I'm supposed to have it here, but I'm not. Oh, I had the wrong button. No wonder. My fault. Love you.